However, they're doing an interesting test on snakes you might be interested in. A laboratory is doing tests putting snakes on treadmills to find out if snakes had legs long ago. And maybe evolution made them drop their legs because they found slithering was more energy efficient. And so they're testing all these different snakes in various forms of stress to see how they react. I wonder if they'll be testing the one-eyed viper. As a special treat for our live studio audience. As a special treat, the one-eyed viper is in this room. And because a lot of people can be shocked by the sight of him, his inflamed countenance is almost purple like anger. The nodules, razor sharp. We will now dim the lights. And I will move throughout the room. Just so you can get the feeling of what it must be like to be near so powerful a reptile. All right, come. Feel free to ask any questions as I pass by.
Oh, my God. I felt the nodules.
Did you feel the nodules? Be very careful. Very sharp.
I smell the cheese.
That's right. He tends to live where it's dark and dank. And oft times there will be an accumulation. But fear not.
Is it dangerous?
Well, depends on who you are. To you, not necessarily. Unless, of course, we were incarcerated, and then you'd have something to worry about.
What does he eat?
What does he eat? What does he eat? Bearded clam, buddy. Bearded clam is his only meal. He eats it again and again. He can survive long durations without a meal, but he didn't like it. Makes him feisty.
Please, I don't see no viper.
You don't see any viper. Oh, here's your viper for you. Hang on. Yeah, you see him now, don't you? Huh? You see him now, don't you? Hey, you got there something, man. Hey, shut it.
I think he's shedding his skin.
No, he's not shedding his skin. That's just a condom I threw in the corner there.
Keep it locked and for more. The Grease Man.